Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. So I read what you wrote, and I think without even hearing anything, this is way too simple. Can you address that? So you're right. The part of you that is doing the analyzing of what we wrote, of what came forth, yes, is right. It is way too simple for that standard of analysis and evaluation. This is way too simple. There's no validation, there's no justification, which is a scary proposition, and we get that. There's nothing here that you're supposed to be doing, and that's just, that's chaos, anarchy. We get that. We completely understand that. The other thing that we really, really, really want to emphasize is this. Being suspicious about something being too simple is a form of self-protection. We know you know this. We know that you in particular know this. Being concerned that you're not doing the right thing at the right time in the right way is a form of self-protection. We also know that you know that when you're protecting yourself, you get more and more opportunities to protect yourself. So this is a wonderful place to be, where you're aware of the fact that you think this is just too simple. You think this is just too easy, that it can't be like this, that it has to be, there has to be something else. There has to be a formula. There has to be a process. There has to be a technique, and probably one of 10 or 20 or 22, perhaps. But in fact, it's actually all quite simple, and everything is right in front of you, and nothing is being hidden from you. See, that's the part that we find the most suspicious, in, and it's not just in what you're saying or what you're implying, but also what many of our physical friends often bring to the table, even if they don't say it directly, that there must be something hidden from me, because otherwise things wouldn't be so bad. Because I'm relatively smart, maybe brilliant even. And why is my life like this? If I'm so smart and I'm so brilliant, why is my life like this? And one of the answers that we often have is that brilliance and smart is good for baking cakes and for building steamships, not so good for living a life. We know there's, you know, an entire conversation, although this language isn't used much anymore, but there's an idea that there's a smart way to live life. Now we believe the way the kids call it is that you're going to hack your life. So there's ways of being a really smart life hacker. Well, you can certainly do that, and you can gather lots of data. And yes, maybe it will help you open a can much more easily in the middle of the desert with no can opener. We don't know. But in terms of living your life from the inside out, which is, if you're a part of this conversation, that's something that is very interesting, something that is attractive to you, shall we say, something that you feel some sort of rightness about, whether you agree with it completely or not, or have it sort of ironed out in application. But the simple thing is, simple is alignment. And what you were taught very early on was to ignore alignment. And of course, the way we've talked about this extensively is, when someone tells you, if you would sit down and be quiet, I would feel better, what they're teaching you to do is to ignore your own alignment. Because actually, what that person, if you've been both of those people, if you've been both the parent and the child, or the teacher and the child, you know that you didn't feel better once they just stopped moving around if they were a child. You felt a little twinge of something. Or if you didn't, that's because you built up some sort of wall that would prevent you from feeling it, but you were still feeling it, because that wasn't in alignment for you as the teacher or the parent, or just even, you know, the other adult in the room. It didn't actually feel better for that child to suddenly stop and sit down and look at you with wide open eyes. We're not saying that there was something you should have done differently. We don't know. But the idea of teaching someone, whether it's another child or it's an adult or it's anyone, even a dog or a cat or a mouse or a rat, to be quiet so that you would feel better, it doesn't actually feel better to you. It doesn't actually work. you can't, of course, theorize in advance of having any data. In other words, without being in the situation where someone is actually, you know, throwing a fit on aisle four at the grocery store, you can't actually theorize in advance what will happen. But as we've suggested, the next time you do come across a child, if it's your own or it's someone else's, who's throwing a fit on aisle four, to actually, if possible, go to aisle five and allow that child to have their fit and allow yourself to have whatever it is that you have in response to it. Let those opinions rise up. Let yourself feel that intensity. Now, this may sound complex, but it's actually really, really simple. All you're doing is just paying attention to what's happening and letting yourself, and we're not talking about what the child is doing. We're talking about what you are doing on the inside, paying attention to what is rising up and then making decisions about where you're going to go with that. There is something quite amazing and something quite wonderful and something quite delicious indeed when you allow yourself to have whatever the reaction is that you have. When you let yourself be where you are in the place at the time in the way that you do and let it be okay. Now, this doesn't answer your specific question. This is just too simple because you didn't really ask us the question. You just wanted our comments. But the truth is that it is all very simple. It's not too simple, but it is very simple. And in its simplicity, you have plenty to choose from right in front of you that feels better immediately and instantaneously, that never goes away. Again, the idea of protecting yourself now is to prevent something that you don't want from happening in the future. That's always what it is. So it's a form of intention. It's a form of manifestation. It's just manifesting something you don't actually want. So when you say this is too simple, this is too easy, there's got to be more than just this. It can't be as simple as just saying physical reality will all work itself out for you on your behalf and to your benefit if you will just follow what feels better, which is a really complex way of saying something very simple. There's a thought right in front of you that feels better. Go think it. You've got it right now. You don't have to go anywhere to get it. You don't have to do anything to uncover it. It's immediate and it's present. You may be constantly ignoring it and accustomed to that, but it's still there. So we'll leave you with that. We thank you for that very delicious question, a very powerful one, a very delightful one. Very wonderful indeed.